To ask you about Sidney Crosby, did you see the highlights or anything last night?
How could you not see it? I mean, it's everywhere. It's great, and he's probably the best player in the game, and proved it last night.
As a player, there's a lot of talk out there right now about what players are going to do, how they're going to handle Sidney, or if they're going to hit him as they normally would. What's your answer to that question?
You have to. It's going to make you look pretty silly if you don't. I mean, he's one of us. He's part of the brotherhood in this league, and everyone expects to be hit and give hits. And if you start to play him differently, he's so dangerous that he's going to make you look pretty silly.
People talk, though, when Gretzky played, that there was a code about hitting Gretzky. Is there any such thing about Sidney Crosby?
No, there's the instigator rule now. That stuff's gone. I mean, the higher-ups in the league took that out a long time ago. You can hit the star players now. You know, there's no recourse. You can't just jump a guy anymore. It's you play everyone like everyone else.
There wouldn't be any concern among players that if they were the one to hit him and give him another concussion, that they'd be a villain.
No, there definitely is. But you know, you're obviously not gonna hit him from behind. But that goes without saying. But you know, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that you know, I didn't want to be the guy to knock him out again. People would be saying I shouldn't even be in the game, let alone hitting Crosby. But no, you got to play him the way you normally would anyone else.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tanner, do the guys talk about four in a row, or is it one day at a time?
It's one day at a time. It has to be. This league's too good to start thinking about streaks and things like that. You just gotta prepare the way you need to beat every team in this league and have your A game each shift, each period.
What's the thought on playing a team too that you just beat, like in the last week? Is the confidence stronger in the case like that?
Yeah, it's always nice to know you can beat that team and you can play well against their top players, but. That being said, their home record is, I think, 7-1-1 or something like that. So, you know, they're strong at home, and it's going to take another great effort to beat them.
Is Ovechkin a guy that maybe isn't having the season that you would expect him to have? I mean, last game he didn't seem to be as threatening as sometimes he can be.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to our defensive play, I think, last game. But he's such a dangerous player. He's so big and strong and powerful, and he doesn't need a lot of room to get that great shot off and score. So. He's definitely a guy you have to key on no matter what kind of season we might think he's having.